This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back with Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTALI, 1-877-DOCTALI. Okay, so I got kind of a bone to pick with journalism and some of these studies out there. These headlines on medical errors kind of, I believe, are an over-exaggeration. All right, I mean, take a look at this one. Okay, here's one headline. I like the Daily Mail. I like that source, but half of injuries and deaths that occurred due to medical errors are preventable. Scientists claim as they warn avoidable side effects and infections cost health services billions. Okay, first of all, the problems they're having with the NHS in England, okay, I doubt it's a medical error issue. Here we have another headline from NBC News in America saying that medical mistakes harm more than 10% of patients, 1 in 10 patients, and many are preventable. Okay, medical mistakes. They say at least 12% of preventable errors cause permanent disability or death. It makes you think, well, what medical error? Prescribing the wrong medication? Right? Dropping an instrument and then using it and giving you an infection? Okay, that doesn't really happen a lot. All right, now, I think some of the numbers are saying that we have, let me see, how many deaths? There was this report, I think they said it was something like, we have like 96,000 deaths a year. I need to double check that source, from medical errors. And I'm like, okay, whoa. Okay, first of all, what are they counting as a medical error? Well, it all depends on the study. So I've seen some studies where, let's say, you had a surgery done, and you had a wound, and they did great job, you know, dressing the wound. They had you on antibiotics. But, you know, you have COPD, you have diabetes, so you really couldn't get out of the hospital the next day. So you had to stay a couple days. Well, you started to get an infection. And that's kind of what happens when you're in the hospital too long. Boom. They call that a medical error. Okay, we're not God. All right? I mean, you know, you might get an infection. That's going to happen. All right? Or, let's say I give you penicillin. You get a reaction to penicillin, even though you've taken penicillin before. I've seen studies where they'll call that a medical error. Now, if you are allergic to penicillin, and I give you penicillin, that's my bad. Okay, but that doesn't really happen a lot. You know, they cite in some of these studies where surgeons will leave instruments. I saw one source that said this happens 16,000 times a year in our country where surgeons are leaving equipment in the body. I don't buy that. I don't buy that. Because I'm telling you right now, when I, so I'm getting texts. Oh, my God, I just lost us. Sorry, hold on a second. I just lost us. So when I'm getting texts trying to get us back on here. I don't know if we're still live. When I, I'm told, oh, yeah, you know, I think the doctor left some gauze. I think the doctor left an instrument. Okay, well, why is that? Well, because I'm having pain. All right, well, you do have pain after a surgery, and so we could x-ray to look for metal or stainless steel, you know. You could be reopened up and explored. But I have never had one patient who actually, you know, when they were reopened up, there was something left in them. And when I had been in training, I remember the gauze count and the bandage count and the instrument count took longer than the actual surgery. So when we were done, we had to sit there before we closed the patient up doing all the counting. And I was like, oh, my God, we spent more time doing that than we actually did the surgery. So we have all these measures in place to avoid this kind of stuff. So then where is all this coming from? What are all these injuries and deaths that are happening due to medical errors? Because if you're a patient, you're looking at this and you're going, whoa, 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 whoa. It makes it sound like every doctor and nurse and nurse practitioner and PA out there is an idiot. And we're not. Okay, we do a damn good job. All right, is it that we're not washing our hands enough? Is it that we are not double-checking the medication? So now that everything is computerized, I mean, you can't pull a medication out of the cabinet or out of the, compartment, and you can't give it to a patient without, you know, running it, cross-referencing it to the patient and using the barcode and all that. So, I mean, we're using computers. So if you're going to blame medical errors, maybe blame the computers. And then that's another question. Are these computers wrong? Are these heart monitors wrong? If we truly have all these medical mistakes and medical errors, is it the robotics? Is it the automation? You know, we were talking about the Da Vinci robot. The Da Vinci robot is fantastic. They used it on me when I had my hernia operation. But, you know, there's been some reports where, you know, it clamped down once and the surgeon had to override. And there was one where I guess a woman was getting a hysterectomy and it smacked her in the face. So, I think we need a little bit more detail on what you guys are actually calling medical errors. Because I'm thinking, and the average layman is thinking, okay, well, they're operating on the wrong breast. Or they're operating on the wrong leg. Or they're giving the wrong antibiotic when somebody's allergic. Or they're not waiting for the culture to come back, and then when they do get the culture to come back, they're not reading it and changing it. I mean, we look like imbeciles if we really have this many deaths and this many injuries for medical errors. So what could you do as a patient? While we doctors and nurses are trying to figure out what the hell everybody's talking about, what could you do as a patient? Well, one is, you know, if you are awake and, you know, coherent, you make sure you double-check and ask everything that goes into you. Ask them to double-check, cross-reference it, make sure they know about your allergies, draw a big line with a Sharpie, right? Like this leg, operate on this leg or this kidney. You know, you could be proactive. And then if you think you are going to be under anesthesia or, you know, incapacitated, have somebody else there that could be your proxy. You know, so if you do have a reaction to something, you know, you want to make sure that that's not given to you. You know, they could be there. And, you know, everybody's like, well, I don't want to be a pain in the butt for the doctor or the nurse or whatever. We doctors and nurses do not think you're a pain in the butt if you are there for the patient's safety. Now, if you're asking to inject the medicine yourself, yeah, we're going to say hell no. But if you're like, look, I just want to know what you're putting in their IV, that's fine. We understand that. But take these headlines with a grain of salt because I think they're over-exaggerating and they're misleading. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So as you guys heard today, breaking news, the House has passed a bill to hike the federal minimum wage up to $15 an hour. And the House, as you know, is Democratic-led. And they wanted the credit for this, and so they got it. So they passed the plan in a 231-199 vote. Six Democrats actually opposed it. Three Republicans supported it. And so what this move would do is hike the $7, I believe we're at $7.25 minimum wage, to $15 an hour by 2025. So that's over the next 6 years. Then index further hikes to median wage growth. It would also phase out lower minimum wage paid to tipped workers. So House Democrats obviously view the legislation as a core piece of their agenda. They want to boost pay and economic growth. Now we're going to hear from a Seattle restaurant where chain where, no, it didn't help growth. But again, I think a lot of us are torn. You can't really live on $7.25 an hour. All right? And we need to gradually increase pay, but it has to be done smartly. So Trump is going to run for, obviously, re-election in 2020. The Democrats running against him. And so there's going to be a huge, this is what I did for you versus this is what I did for you. And so raising minimum wage is a huge step for the Democrats. That's fantastic, right? If people start to lose their jobs, who are they going to blame? Are they going to blame Trump and the economy, or are they going to blame the Democrats for raising minimum wage? Representative Bobby Scott, a Virginia Democrat who introduced the legislation, said, "I commend my colleagues for taking this important step towards creating an economy that works for everyone. Now Senate Republicans must decide to either stand with American workers or turn their backs on hardworking people across the country." So, already multiple states have approved $15 per hour minimum wages. I remember I told you Walmart had years ago started to up what they were paying their employees because, you know, they saw the writing on the wall. We all did. And so, you know, looking at, well, if we're going to have to start paying more, whether the, you know, federal government says, well, this is the minimum you have to do, a lot of companies, if they want the good PR, if they want to keep the good employees, they're going to have to pay more. 29 states and Washington, D.C. do have higher pay floors than the $7.25. Seven states already have $15 an hour minimum wages. Now, some are saying by 2025, it's going to have to be even higher. They're probably right. $15 an hour might not work in 2025, especially if we have inflation. So, which is why we need to do this smartly. All right? You could just say, yeah, everybody has to get paid more. It doesn't cost us any money. But what does that do to the economy? So, basically, these are the different changes. All right? Already the Congressional Budget Office has warned that this could cost 1.3 million jobs. But this Raise the Wage Act is supposed to be incremental, where by 2019, we're supposed to be at $8.40. By 2020, $9.50 for minimum wage. 2021, $10.60. 2022, $11.70. Then the next year, $12.80. Next year after that, $13.90. And then by 2025, we're at $15. Eventually, all tipped workers will get the minimum wage. Now, this was tough. This was tough. I mean, when I waited tables, I forgot what my, I think I was making a buck or two an hour, but I got the tips. The tips allowed us, now remember, this was in the 90s. So right now, my guess is they're making $4 or $5 an hour plus tips. I don't know if anybody's consulted tip workers. If tip workers get to still make their tips, plus their minimum wage, okay, it's fantastic. It's a huge win. But if they start to lose their tips, and their tips have to go to the employer, and there's a lot of places where tip money has to go to employer, they just got screwed. So, you know, there's a lot of restaurants in foreign countries that say don't tip. You're spending this money on the food, you don't have to tip, and it's a draw. And people are like, oh, I don't have to tip because, you know, yeah, because we're paying our workers more. It's something, again, that, you know, we'll see. But, you know, if a food server, you know, like I was going to make $15 an hour plus tips, oh, wow. That's huge. That's a huge win, especially depending on where you're working. The bill would also eliminate a seldom used pay floor for teen workers that pays them less than the minimum wage. I don't get that. Usually teens make the minimum wage. And then it would also toss out sub-minimum wages for workers with disabilities. Again, I'm not sure why that's happening. I didn't think a company could pay anybody under the minimum wage. So, there was a fight for 15. This was a movement that started by striking fast food workers. This helped spur this on. Looks like a huge win for those that wanted this. Now, we're being told there's a Seattle-based restaurant chain that is filing bankruptcy, and they blame the minimum wage for that. Apparently, they filed Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. They own 35 upscale restaurants along the West Coast, including Seattle. And in the filing, they said over the past 3 years, the company's profitability has been significantly impacted by progressive wage laws along the Pacific Coast. The result was to increase the company's annual wage expenses by an aggregate of $10.6 million. Then they talked about how Portland required $12.50 an hour, which was an increase by 35%. San Francisco's minimum wage is $15.59 per hour, so even above now the new federal, if it passes. Seattle was the first one to hit $15, but now they're making large employers pay $16 an hour. Restaurants Unlimited, which is based in Seattle, did raise menu prices. They even added a living wage surcharge to bills. So they just added it to the customer. They still lost money. They say, I think what Restaurants Unlimited found out is that they can't pass along the full impact of the labor cost increase to customers through the prices. That's according to Michael Saltzman of the Employment Policies Institute. People can stay home. People can eat out less often. So there's Ethan Stowell that supports the minimum wage law in Seattle. He has 14 high-end restaurants, but he admits it's forced him to trim staff. Said, I think it's the cost of doing business has gone up, but it's just really hard to adjust your prices at a restaurant at the speed the market changes. So what he did is he cut staff. So what we need to hear is some real hard cases and evidence. I mean, if you're against the minimum wage, you'll say, yeah, that's what caused all our woes. If you're for the minimum wage hike, you know, you'll be like, look, they're just, you know, trying to blame that. They had bad business practices and couldn't, keep their business afloat. If you have a business right now and you are going to be, you know, wanting to stay pretty fruitful over the next few decades, you better already have in your business plan higher wages because you know they're going to go up, whether in your state or federally. And if you don't have a plan, get one. Because no matter what happens, right, it is now by popular vote, right, pay people more. So you having less staff doesn't really hurt you that much from a PR standpoint. You not paying the higher wages will. Now, I don't want you to fire people. And last thing I want are restaurants to cut corners and use crappier ranch dressing and crappier mayo and crappier bread. But price point, it's very, very difficult to come up with. But you come up with a price point so you make a good enough profit but not make too good a profit where people don't want to come in and spend the money. But I foresee just this push to hire less people. People are expensive. And we're getting more expensive. And then if somebody calls out sick and they have sick leave and you're paying $15 an hour, so that's 30 every 2 hours. So times four, that's $120 a day. If every employee is costing you $120 a day, you're going to probably want as few of them as possible. So there's going to be a huge trend to have less people. I'm hearing of companies that since 2009 have cut their staff by half. So if you are in a position where you think, okay, this is going to be great news, you know, just hopefully, and we're going to be talking about this in a future segment, how to make sure you're not going to be one of the ones let go or trimmed down. But we do need if there are business owners out there that handled the minimum wage raise and they handled it with ease, tell us how to do it. Tell us how to make it work. We see they won't because they want other businesses to fail, so theirs still exists. But, you know, even anonymously, you know, tell us if this does work. But if it doesn't work, tell us that too. Because if there's a lot of people whose jobs now are on the line, they need to know. 1-877-DOT-SALLY.
Most most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Acting DHS Secretary Kevin McAleenan is appearing before a House Oversight Committee to discuss the policy of splitting up illegal alien families at the southern border. Republican Congressman Chip Roy from Texas and Acting DHS Secretary Kevin McAleenan on the crisis at our southern border.
We have a crisis of national security, overstretched resources, endangerment of American citizens, endangerment of Texas communities, and endangerment of migrants along the journey at the hands of cartels, is it not?
It's also a border security crisis.
The truth is that dangerous cartels, particularly the Gulf cartels, Reynosa faction, the CDN, of Los Zetas, and the Sinaloas, are massively profiting by moving people through Mexico to the United States, correct?
Yes.
Convicted sex offender and financier Jeffrey Epstein has been denied bail. He's awaiting trial on new charges in New York that he had sex with underage girls. Epstein is accused of sex trafficking dozens of girls in his Manhattan and Florida homes in the early 2000s. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739, 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
Thank you for tuning in, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So it looks like the World Health Organization has agreed to, or the powers that be have agreed to call Ebola a global health emergency. We've been probably thinking it's been one such ever since the beginning, but as we've discussed before, to make that designation, they can't, you know, look like they cried wolf. They have to have certain criteria before it gets to that point. But right now, this is the second largest Ebola outbreak since the one we saw back in 2014-16 that killed 11,000 people. And right now, the death toll is over 1,600. So the World Health Organization has now called it a global health emergency, especially since it was a case that did go beyond a Congo border of the Congo border into a city of 2 million people with an international airport. So now it's defined as a public health emergency of international concern because a single case has been confirmed in the city of Goma. That's in the northeast. That's in the northeast of the Democratic Republic of Congo. So it has a lot of high traffic, Goma, an international airport. I'm not sure who flies into it, but I know. To me, it's a big airport if they have, do we even have TWA? I don't know if TWA exists anymore, but if it's a big airport, if there's American Airlines and Delta and all that, I'm not sure what the big airlines are over there. But this does now raise the possibility that the disease has spread further and that there are still clusters that haven't been controlled. So the World Health Organization Chief Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus insisted that adding the declaration should not be used to stigmatize or penalize the very people who are most in need of help. So, you know, that's the thing they have to be careful. When West Africa, you know, was declared a global health emergency and, you know, and an area of high concern when, you know, the previous Ebola outbreak happened, tourism stopped, commerce, you know, dropped. It just caused economic devastation. And so you and I are like, okay, there's one Ebola case. You know, let's say we're at DEFCON 1. It doesn't work that way. We're talking about a big continent, and people perceive things. I mean, West Africa is a huge part of a continent. I mean, we are talking, a third of a continent. You know, when the numbers of cases were a few hundred or a few thousand, they had to be careful about making these designations. Unfortunately, if you make the designation too late, the epidemic spreads. So apparently, there was criticism because the World Health Organization, they claimed, dragged their feet proclaiming an international emergency until the virus was rampaging through three countries. Why? It was out of fear of angering and doing economic damage to the countries involved. So the World Health Organization's Emergency Committee on Ebola and the DRC has declined on three previous occasions to designate the current epidemic as a global emergency. This is a designation that is only made only four other times in history. So they've been rejected now multiple times. So now they've finally been able to go, okay, so what does that mean? Well, it means other countries need help. It means, you know, now they get some media coverage. So, you know, rather than people talking about, you know, Trump and his tweets, okay, this starts to get a little bit more coverage. And they start to let people know, look, you got to be aware. I'm not sure what's going on with the insurgents and people getting attacked and things like that, but it definitely is a... it's a health emergency. And so being at the 1600 mark, which is over a tenth of the way, right, 10% of where we were 2014, to me, it's extremely serious. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, we were talking about, these broken heart syndromes that can cause the death of a loved one when you lose somebody. So let's say you lose a spouse. Your risk of death is like threefold, fourfold during that first week. And it's because of broken heart syndrome. Takotsubo cardiomyopathy, I hope I'm pronouncing that right. Takotsubo syndrome. And it's a cardiomyopathy where the heart stretches, heart deforms, doesn't pump as well. And so, and we see this in people with a broken heart. Well, now they're saying that cancer could do this. Now, Takotsubo syndrome was first recognized by scientists in Japan in 1990. So you get chest pain, shortness of breath, low blood pressure because the heart's not pumping that well. And Harvard Medical School describes it as a sudden weakening of the left ventricle, which is the heart's main pumping chamber. You know, there's right ventricular failure and left ventricular failure. Any sort of a ventricular failure can cause some serious damage, but the left part of the heart is probably the one body part next to the brain that we really, really baby. And so this condition has been seen, this Takotsubo syndrome has been seen even long before it was, you know, delineated in 1990. because they would see people who would, you know, have lost a loved one, and then they would go into heart failure and die. And, you know, they would be, that's where kind of broken heart came from. But a new study is saying that even cancer could trigger this. So what they did is they studied 1,600 people with this TTS, this Takotsubo syndrome. 1 in 6 had cancer. And perhaps relatedly, they were far less likely to survive for 5 years after it occurred. And the most common cancer was breast. 87% of the patients were women, so the most common was breast. But there was also skin and GI cancer. And they said that the patients with cancer in this Takotsubo were more likely to have experienced a physical trigger prior to the syndrome. And so they think patients with broken heart syndrome might benefit if screened for cancer to improve their overall survival. Now, this is kind of interesting because usually, you know, they don't like us screening for cancer blindly. They say it costs too much money and whatever. But having a broken heart and having that, and it's a lot of times temporary. This cardiomyopathy is temporary, and usually you could, you know, improve. Sometimes you don't. Then you need medical intervention. But if you, on top of that, have cancer, that might actually be predisposing you to this. You know, because, you know, people say, okay, look, Dr. Dahlia, we've got this broken heart syndrome. Okay, people lose loved ones all the time. Why aren't we seeing more people drop from this? Well, because it's not everybody. Only certain people will get this. Well, getting this broken heart syndrome, well, what was it, Carrie Fisher and her mom, Debbie Reynolds. Debbie Reynolds died, what was it, a day or two after Carrie Fisher died? And they say it was from broken heart syndrome. She lost her daughter. Now, what some people hypothesize and rationalize is the death of somebody is very, very stressful. So if you're at risk, that puts you over. And, you know, whether that's your justification for this happening or not, it brings to light, we got to take care of our hearts, not only medically, but emotionally. I can't tell you how many times I've had my heart broken. Luckily, though, I had other things in my life and I could move on. I remember I had to break up with somebody because he was moving. This was in college. And I had a test at 8 a.m. that day. So I was at his apartment at about 6:30 a.m. And we did the crying and we're like, you know, look, are we going to, you know, still stay in touch? Are we not, you know, no, we're probably going to just kind of, you know, go our separate ways. I'm like, oh, man, I'm going to miss you. I love you, blah, blah. You know, and I had a test stink. And if I failed this test, I wouldn't have gotten into medical school. And I had to just figure out how to deal. And, but my heart was broken because I really, really liked this guy and he really, really liked me. But it just didn't make sense to do the long term. I had to, you know, concentrate on school. I really couldn't travel. And plus I was working. It just, I couldn't do that. Couldn't do the long term thing. You know, probably, you know, he was like, okay, good. I didn't really want to date her anyway. I don't know what it was. But still, heartbroken. But I had to function. And so when we deal with grief, you go through the different stages of grief. You know, first you're in disbelief, and then you are in denial, and then you get angry, and then you get, you know, so there's all these different phases of grief that we have. And we tell people to not just work through it, don't go to work the next day, to process the grief. That's really healthy. But if you stay away from your life too much and work and all that, that could be dangerous. You know, now, I mean, you have to like work and you have to like doing what you're doing. But, and I'm not saying when, you know, somebody dies, you know, go back to work the next day. But, you know, sometimes when you have something that, you know, causes a little bit of heartache, sometimes the best thing to do is just get back on the horse. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, don't go away.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We are back on Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, headlines this week that many of you have already heard, is in Germany. They are going to start fining parents if their kids don't have the measles vaccine. So parents in Germany who fail to vaccinate their children will face hefty fines. Probably about $2,800 are 2,500 euro or $2,800 are our money. In terms of our conversion. Because the German government backed a bill requiring all children to receive a measles vaccine for entering school or kindergarten. Measles is important, but Mike, this is sure a lot of effort for one disease that doesn't kill as much as flu does. So I'm a little kind of interested in what the reasoning was and the push. Well, it's popular right now. Measles, it's all about measles. Meanwhile, I've seen cases of mumps in people who were vaccinated. There was a case where the nurse said she was vaccinated and she got the measles. So, I mean, we're putting a lot of effort into this, and we need to put effort into our vaccine program. But there seems to be some other gain that they're doing, because they're not really making a lot of sense with what they're doing. So this has to go to German Parliament, but if they approve the bill, parents are going to be required to provide evidence that the child has been vaccinated before they are enrolled, or they pay a $2,800 fine. Whether it's kindergarten, right, they say at the childminder or at school, we want to protect all children against measles. Okay, well, measles, there has been an epidemic. According to the European Center for Disease Prevention, there were 651 cases of measles in Europe. That's serious. But we're seeing thousands of flu cases. If we want to mandate and we want to fine parents and we want to force vaccinations, should we maybe, either also include flu? Now, many people aren't for that. That's not a very popular platform. People don't like to get the flu vaccine. Many of them don't think it works. Many of them think they get a side effect. Well, then, you can't pick and choose. Are you doing this for votes, or are you doing this for public health? If you're claiming you're doing this for public health because there were 651 cases of measles, and in Germany, 429 cases this year, which is a lot, then you need to recommend all infectious diseases, especially the ones that are killing, or, ease up. But it's just this, you are forced or you're fined because of just measles. It just, to me, isn't sitting right. Now, measles is contagious. It's very contagious. It can cause death. I don't know how many people have died. I don't think anybody has died from this last outbreak. But it's been reported that tens of thousands are dying, especially in our country, of the flu each year. And again, I'm not for mandatory flu vaccines yet. But what I'm for is somebody being a little bit more transparent on why you're just concentrating on one disease that hasn't even killed anybody yet. I mean, I get we want to go back to eradicating measles. I think that's fantastic. But you're sure putting a lot of time and money and forcing people to take a vaccine when we're really overlooking a huge public health issue. Flu scares the hell out of everybody. And we're seeing flu complications and flu deaths. Kids are dying of the flu. And you don't hear one person talking about, this. And so you're like, well, wait a second. Okay, so you want to force parents to vaccinate their kids. And I get that's how kind of vaccination programs work. And why are you doing it? Well, because we need to protect the public. So you're banning kids in New York from riding the bus or going to school. That's right, because we need to protect the public and we need to protect the other kids. Well, then where the hell were you during flu season? That's my problem with this. Something isn't jiving. Measles is significant, it is. But this sure is a lot of, a lot of authoritarianship, if I could say that, for just one disease. That just is pales in comparison to the devastation of another one that nobody's like, oh, no, 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 no. And the reason why that other one isn't being brought up is because it wouldn't be a popular move. You're not making any sense. Don't be saying you're doing this for public health. So it takes two doses of the vaccine to protect the measles, and what I'm waiting for is somebody to say we might even need a third. I'm waiting for somebody to tell us how many of these measles cases happened in vaccinated kids. Spending all this time and money and voting and, you know, media attention and promotion of a measles vaccine when people are saying, look, I got the measles and I was vaccinated, so now what? Can somebody explain to me what the hell's going on with the measles vaccine? We need to get some hard data. How many people who got the flu last year and died of the flu were vaccinated? Now, if it turns out the majority were, we got a big problem with our vaccine. And we know we have problems with the vaccine. Well, same thing with measles. I was like, oh, yeah, measles is 80-90% effective. In this report from CNN, experts say 95% of people, they say your immunity is, I believe, above 93%. Well, then, are you saying that maybe 7% of these measles cases are in vaccinated people? My guess is there's more. We need to know those numbers. I still am yet to see any of that. I don't see it for the flu. I don't see it for... And the reason why we don't get those numbers is because they don't want people to freak out about vaccination. Already, the big problem we have with flu vaccines is people saying, look, I get the flu and the flu shot, and I still get the flu. Well, it's because the flu shot can only protect you against three or four strains. It may not be able to protect you against all of them. And maybe you get a cold and you think it's the flu and it's not the flu. So the reason why flu vaccination isn't at 100% is because the average person is like, it may work or may not. Measles is supposed to work. But if we're hearing that a lot of these measles cases are in vaccinated people, now that changes that whole conversation. And then people are like, well, then why are you forcing me and fining me? I mean, if you really are going to, as a country or as a community in our country, start banning people from going to, you know, certain places, et cetera, in the name of public health, you better make sure that you are right about the vaccine efficacy. And you better be comprehensive when it comes to other diseases. Sending a kid to school with the flu has a good chance of killing others. Sending a kid to school with measles, yeah, could kill others, but not to the degree that flu could. And nobody brings up flu. It just bothers me. So the 651 cases that happened between March 2018 and February this year is significant. It is. And, I mean, good for Germany for trying to kind of step up their vaccination efforts. But I think something's going to blow because you're going to have parents that go, why are you forcing me to put something into my kid when it might not even work? And mind you, these shots are safe, but there is that one in a million chance that there could be a side effect. And I'm worried that the anti-vax movement is going to grow. I mean, I'm looking right now at Yahoo News. Anti-vaxxer parents face fines. It's like the world against anti-vaxxers. Yet people who don't get the flu shot are considered anti-vaxxers also in a way. So who are you targeting? 1-877-DOCTOLLY. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.